Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, David Tumberlin, hears specific names of people and then they are healed. I love it. David, when you were 21 years of age, you were on top of the world. What was going on in your life?
Sid, I had everything going for me looking from the outside in. I was in college. I actually was a soccer player, had professional teams talking to me about trying out in Europe and Latin America. Had a beautiful girlfriend who was actually a model. I had my own business. I owned my own house, 21 years old, owned a couple of cars. What I always say is that if I had saw my life from somebody else's position, I would have been jealous of me.
You know, isn't it like the movies, though? You see on the big screen, but you don't know what's going on beyond the facade.
Yeah. Externally, things were great. And I couldn't, this was the confusing thing about the whole thing, is I couldn't point to something that was wrong. Everything was right. But inside, I was really withering away. I was under this horrible depression.
There was no real reason for it.
There's nothing I could point to, no financial reason, no relational reason. I was a young man, had everything going for me, and I slipped into this horrible depression so much so that I was suicidal. Mm. And all I could do was cry out to God, I remember every night I would cry for hours and hours and hours. I'm originally from Texas, and as a young man in Texas,
men don't cry.
We don't cry. It's against the rules. It's against the handbook. And so, but I'd never experienced this before, and I would weep and cry for hours, and actually a couple of times I'd actually planned to kill myself. Plan to commit suicide. And I remember one night I was watching television, happened to be a Christian television program, and I remember telling God, I said, God, I don't know how much longer I can hang on, but I committed my heart not to kill myself. That's what I did. The other thing that accompanied this whole depression, darkness, was I had a choking sensation around my neck at all times. And the only time that choking sensation would go away was when I walked into the church that I attended. And then when I came back out, it would come back on. And so I started going to church a lot, obviously. I was like, can I sleep here?
You know? No, really, the only relief you would get is, but there was one particular service you went to. Tell me about that.
It was in the spring, I want to say April of 1995. And I was sitting in this service, and the gentleman who was speaking was talking about what he called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or being immersed in God's Spirit. And I had some friends that were of a different mindset, and they told me that this wasn't real. That's what they told me. And they were good people, and they loved God. But I was attending the service, and I just remember I had been so emptied out by this experience, Sid, that I just told God, I said, I don't know if this is real or not, but I need something from you. And so at the end of the service, the gentleman who was speaking invited people, if you want to experience this immersion in God's Spirit, then come up to the front. So I immediately stood up, and I began to walk towards the front, the what they would call the altar area. And as I was walking, I felt this unusual sensation that it was like I was walking upstream a river. Like there was like, as though there were water coursing through my legs.
So if you didn't know you were in a building without water, you would have thought you were walking through water?
Right. But it was, you know, I just didn't have a paradigm of the supernatural at that time. And I go, this is very odd. I'm walking up a river. You know, I'm having the sensation of walking up a river, yet I'm in a church service, you know. So I get to the front, and I close my eyes, and I've always been the kind of person where I don't like anything fake. I don't like, you know, people that are not genuine. I've always just had a dislike for that. And I said, God, I'm not going to fake anything, but whatever you want to give me, please give me. Well, the gentleman was praying for people all along the front. There were probably a couple of hundred people there. And I was just standing there, and they were playing music, and I would close my eyes, and I would see a golden light every time I closed my eyes, so much to the point that one time I opened my eyes, and I asked the gentleman next to me, I said, was somebody just shining a flashlight in my eyes? Because that's what it felt like.
That's real.
Yeah. Well, and he looked at me like, no, people don't typically do that in church. They don't shine flashlights in your eyes. But that was the sensation, as though you close your eyes and there was a bright light. And so I was like, wow, this is unusual. First the water and then the bright light. And so I just closed my eyes and the gentleman finally got to me and put his hands on my head. And again, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking of my friends who told me, this is fake. And there's also, when this comes, there's the supernatural language that he was talking about when this takes place. So I said, Lord, again, I'm not faking this. I want whatever you have for me. God, I want what you have for me, but I will not fake an experience. I was at a low point. Faking wouldn't help me. I needed something real. And so all of a sudden, this guy puts his hands on my head, and this language begins to shoot out of my mouth, almost as though I'm not creating it, I'm not making it happen, I'm just almost watching it. And then as soon as that language comes out of my head, in my mind, I just think this, I go, I wonder if I'm faking this. And the guy, all I did was think it, the guy who was praying for me said, yelled at me in an angry way. He goes, you're not faking this. And I go, well, I guess I'm not faking this. The next thing I know, I'm on my back. I look over to the left. I see some ladies' high heel shoes. And I was raised Anglican or Episcopal. And you don't fall on the ground in church. You know, that's not proper. And so I go, what am I doing on the ground in church? Number one. Number two, how did I get here? But what had happened is the power of God had so hit me that I had not been able to stand under that power. And so
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, okay, because you're going to find out about three circular evil things that come out of him, and that depression lifts, and what he has in its place, the whole world should have. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with David Tumberlin. David is a young man. He's got everything in the world going for him. He's no reason to be depressed, but he's so depressed he's suicidal. He goes into a building. A man prays for him. The power of God hits him. He falls on the floor. He begins speaking in a language he's never been instructed. He has no really paradigm for what's going on. He's wondering why he's laying there on the floor. What happened next, David?
As I laid there on the floor, Sid, I began to have this sensation come over me. And the best way I can describe it was as though there was a little person inside of me cleaning me out. I had all this heaviness inside my heart. And all of a sudden, I felt a swirling kind of in my stomach area. And then these three black things popped out of my body.
Did you see it? Did you feel it?
I saw it in the sense of, I would say it's more in my mind's eye that I saw it. But I saw them very clearly. They were three black circles, and they came out of kind of my mouth area. And they just went pop, 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 and then floated back. And right after that, I immediately felt clean. I felt I was no longer depressed. I was happy to be alive. And immediately after that third thing left me, I almost threw up at this time as well. And I don't know if you've seen some of the movies, like, you know, the different deliverance movies or exorcism movies. But yeah, I almost threw up. But I didn't. But they came out of me, and I immediately felt this peace, this joy. And as I laid there on the ground, I heard a voice speak to me and say, I felt this absolute peace. And the voice said, this is what heaven's like. Just this absolute fulfillment, absolute joy. To the degree that I was suicidal and depressed was the degree that I was absolutely fulfilled. It's as though I felt every cell in my body had achieved its ultimate purpose, just this radiant joy overflowing. And I was so happy and elated. The burden was lifted off of me. But I had one problem. I was on the ground in church. And I don't understand what's going on. So I stand back up. As I stand back up, the youth leader there came up and said, lift your hands and tell God you want everything he has for you. I lifted my hands. I said, God, I want everything you have for me. I fell down again. Then I got up again. I fell down again. I could not stand under that power and under that presence of God. It was amazing.
David, what was the love like that you experienced?
The word I would use is saturation. I was saturated in God's love. I felt like a sponge that had been completely wrung out and then dipped in oil or water or honey, and just that sponge completely filled up. I felt whole inside.
You got rid of these three, let's call it what it is, demons.
Right.
Where do you think they came from?
You know, my belief is that they came from immoral relationships that I was in, ungodly premarital activity that I was involved in. And that's just the sense that I get. That's what I believe they came from.
Okay, something new happens to David. All of a sudden, he knows things about people that he never knew before. Like, tell me the first time this happened.
First time this happened, I remember it clearly. I was driving to my mechanics to get an oil change. And I'm driving there, and I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just driving, and all of a sudden, I hear a voice speak to me, and it says, I remember it like yesterday, and I'll tell you word for word. He said, your mechanic's wife has something wrong with the back of her neck. You need to pray with your mechanic so that she can be healed. That specific word for word, just like that. And my thought was, I'm just going to get my oil changed. I'm not on some kind of...
This isn't a church service.
I'm not... this isn't a mission trip, church service. I'm going to change my oil. And frankly, you know, many of us would be excited about that today, but I was a little nervous. In fact, I was so nervous that when I got there, I went to the restroom hoping that the mechanic would go on a lunch break so I wouldn't have to deliver this word from God, you know. And so anyway, he was still there after I went to the restroom. And so I just kind of approached it. How do you approach that, right? I'm in a mechanic shop, there are belts on the wall, cars are lifted up, and this guy's like, hey, what kind of oil do you want in your car? And I go, listen, this is unusual, but does your wife have something wrong with the back of her neck? And he goes, no, why would you ask me? And he goes, yes, how did you know that? He was shocked, I was shocked, you know. He goes, she just told me that this morning. So he had just found out. So he knew there was no way I could know outside of...
I could see how shocked you were. Yeah. I mean, forget him being shocked. You must have been
It was
shocked.
Hot potato. You know, we were all scared. You know, he was scared, I was scared. But there we were in the midst of a God encounter.
Yeah, well, you know, this is called a word of knowledge. He knows things about people, and then God demonstrates his power. I'd like you to see how this word of knowledge operates. Let's go to the screen and have this clip of a word of knowledge, two of them.
And so, you know, it takes faith every time we step out. It takes faith every time we step out. In fact, right now, I keep hearing the letters R-E-G. I don't know if that's a first name, Reggie. I don't know if it's a last name. Is that right? Get up here, man. See? I'm telling you, but you know what? I want to just confess to you. Every time I get a word of knowledge, I always, in my heart, I go, oh, I'm not going to give that. I don't want to give that. It's the guy standing in front of me. God's calling it out to prove a point. Do you understand that? But I have to have faith. I have to be willing to look dumb. Come on. Come here, Reggie. Father, in Jesus, man, miracles on you like crazy. Father, in Jesus, my name, take my hand. Father, I break it right now. I feel like there's been an attack on your household. I see that family. And Father, I bless the family right now. And Lord, I just release courage to my brother right now. Do you guys get how ironic that R-E-G is standing right in front of M-E? Isn't that weird? Seriously, do you see what I'm talking about, though? It's faith. You got to step out. Who's got the neck problem and you have the pain right now? Neck problem. Come here. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I command the neck pain, go out of her neck right now. Begin to move it. Begin to move it just in faith. Sometimes if we don't think and we just trust pain, continue to go. Pain, continue to go. Pain, continue to go. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. More fire, more fire, more fire, more anointing. Healing anointing be released. I'm releasing the healing virtue by faith in Jesus' mighty name. And tell me what happened. Always tell the truth.
It's still there.
You're still feeling pain right there? Okay, praise God for that. Because this is an opportunity for God to do his thing. Father, in Jesus, my name, I break that pain right now. In Jesus, my name. Stay there for a second. I want to give you one more dose, ma'am. And I thank you for your honesty. This legitimizes what we're doing. Because some miracles happen immediately. Some happen over time. We see it over and over again. I never get discouraged because we pray in faith and trust God to do the work. Amen. So, Father, are you feeling something happening? What's going on?
Better.
It's getting better. We're going to stand in faith. How many of you want it to be all the way better? Loose that neck in Jesus' mighty name. Man, I feel the anointing. Father, I thank you for the work that you're doing. Neck, be healed. Oh, shaka. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's gone.
We'll be right back. to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with David Tumberlin, and you just saw a clip of how the word of knowledge operates. David, what exactly is a word of knowledge? How would you explain it?
You know, simply put, it's just when God speaks a piece of information to you. As you saw in the video there, you know, those were pieces of information about people's name, their sickness. Could be anything, like my mechanics, his wife's specific area where she was sick. Simply put, it is a word of knowledge. It's knowledge from God that he speaks to you.
Okay. You had some pretty outrageous things happen in Holland. Tell me about that.
This was just a few months ago. I was ministering just right outside of Amsterdam, and I was in a service, and the names over there are different. They're not Bill, Henry, Steve, like right. we're used to. And so the Lord did something unique. He started giving me the spelling, the first part of the spellings of the names. And so I would spell out part of their name, and they would come up and say a name that I had never heard of. But it really hit home for them and me that, you know, God is just on top of the situation and knows the
people
there.
Give me an example.
You know, I remember there was one, and I still couldn't tell you today the name, but I spelled it M-A-R. God just kept speaking to me, M-A-R. And up comes a lady with a name that I'd never heard of. And I want to say that she had a healing condition that was immediately healed. That I don't actually recall right now, but what I remember, what really stood out, was just the spelling of the name and how amazed she was and how amazed I was.
Now, this has been happening to you for a long time, but mm-hmm. are you still in awe when God does this?
It's always fresh to me. It never gets old. It's always spontaneous, exciting.
How about the lady in London?
This was right outside of London. I had called up a health issue, a health condition, and the lady came up. I'm holding her hand, and then God starts speaking to me, Susan, Sue or Susan, Sue or Susan, and because I'll get part of a name, then I'll get more, Sue or Susan.
So, so you get a partial information,
yeah.
So to speak.
Sometimes it's just that repetitive pulsating Sue, Susan, Sue, Susan, like that. Mm-hmm. That's just how it came to me. And so I'm holding this lady's hand. I go, Sue, Susan, Sue. I'm looking around the meeting room. Sue, Susan. She goes, she's all polite and British. You know, that would be me, you know. And it was the lady that I was praying for. And so she got hit by the power of God and was touched mightily.
Now, does this happen only in churches, or does this happen wherever you are?
Well, like the first example that I gave, you know, it happened at the mechanic shop. You know, it happens out, and that's really exciting. And then it's fun when it happens to church. It never gets old. It's like, you know, it's like a fisherman catching a fish. You know, I don't care how old he is, how many times he's caught a fish. It's exciting when you catch one.
Now, between you and me, are there right. times when you hear something and you're out in public and you just... I don't want to say it. It may not be true. Or
you always think.
I mean, you're really taking a risk when you're doing this.
You always think that, but at the end of the day, what I try to do is not care about my position, but care about the person's position that needs to hear from God. And I go, you know, if I'm wrong, then I walk away, and you know, what are they going to do? Chase me down? So I just, you know, try to deliver whatever God speaks to me. And also, there's something that happens when you get a real clear word of knowledge. You may be nervous, you may be scared, but there's a faith that comes with that word of knowledge, and then you're excited to do it.
Now, you like to teach a lot on how everyone can move in the word of knowledge. Well, do you believe everyone can?
Absolutely. Everybody who's been immersed in the Spirit of God has access to the gifts of God and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I believe anybody can. And really, it comes back to Jesus' simple statement, my sheep hear my voice.
So right now, look in the camera and tell me what God's speaking to people.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, Sid, I heard this earlier, just a couple of healing words, one for arthritis. And there's a gentleman watching named Barry. See, it just comes on me just as I'm speaking this. There's a gentleman watching named Barry, and you have arthritis. And God, I just ask you in the name of Yeshua, just touch him now, Barry now, heal him now in Jesus' mighty name. Also, those watching who you may have arthritis, your name is not Barry, believe in faith. faith, and I believe God will touch you and heal you right now. There's also a knee injury, a gentleman in a motorcycle accident recently, in the last week, 2 weeks, 7 days. That's what it is exactly. See, I thought it was a week, 2 weeks, and then I see 7 days. That's what it was.
Whoa. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, yeah. So it's almost like a TV screen, but more in what I would call my inner eye, inner ear. You know, I hear internally. It's not like I hear you speak, but I hear in my heart and then also see as well.
Are you seeing anything else?
Yeah, well, I could literally do this for a long time. But God, I want to ask for faith for people to believe to do this for themselves. You know, if you, the closer you get to God, it's just like having a relationship on earth. You would tell me things, Sid, because we know each other.
Yes.
And God will tell you things if you know God and get close to Him. So, God, I release that faith right now and just that trust in knowing you to operate in the word of knowledge. Skin disease, there's a rash right now being healed. There's a rash in Jesus' name being healed. Thank you, Lord. Cancer is going right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Fibromyalgia. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Lord. In fact, the person with fibromyalgia that's being healed, you're feeling like a wind, an unnatural wind. It's not from a breeze. It's just there's like a wind coming over you right now. That's God healing you. It's a lady. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Well, you know what I'm reminded of? That young 21-year-old that was filled with depression, that these evil spirits lifted off of, made Jesus his Lord, filled with God's Spirit. And tell me again what you felt, how clean you felt, and how much love you felt.
It was truly going out of darkness into light, where I felt depression. I wanted to die. I had no hope. I had no joy. The opposite happened after the Spirit of God touched me, and I was immersed and saturated with the Spirit of God. And that's what I remember more than anything, as much as the light and the river and the falling down and the evil spirits coming out, more than anything. I remember that love that I just felt cared for. I felt loved.
How would you like to feel loved? How would you like to feel cared for? Are you depressed? Are you in fear? Are you in torment? I know something. I know God, it's not a respecter of persons. What He did for David, He did for me. What He did for me, He is just, He's running with His arms wide open towards you right now. And all you have to do is receive. You see, He actually came 2,000 years ago. His name in Hebrew is Yeshua, in English is Jesus. And He died for every sin you've ever committed so that you can stand in God's presence without condemnation and receive that love. If you would pray with me, that's the first step. It's like putting your little toes in the water, but I believe there's going to be a river that is going to hit you. Say out loud with your mouth, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I turn from my sins. Jesus, come inside of me. Say it out loud. Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. I make you Lord of my life. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit to overflowing. Let me experience your love, Jesus. And even when we go off the air, you keep telling Him, I want to experience your love. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you.